This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And these are Elementals.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Gary, I love me an Elemental.
Yeah, I think they're really cool too. And these drawings are great.
Mm-hmm.
This is TD at his best. even though he really phoned it in on the fire and water ones. this air elemental, he's got a real like grumpy grin. And the earth elemental looks amazing.
Right.
You know, and then the fire and water one are just like some fire and some water.
Yep. Gosh. I'm sorry. We're going to have to take a second pass at this. These just don't, there's nothing to tell me that these are actual creatures. Oh, you're just drawing eyes on them. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you're not going to take this seriously.
I'm not going to see another Spider-Man movie until they make his origin clear. And I'm not going to summon another fire elemental. I know exactly what it's made out of.
So this might be a little bit of a longer episode than usual, not quite extravaganza length, but I kind of put all these in the same one, because once you get beyond the illustrations, kind of you get whatever's on the tin, you
the
know?
Actual elementals are true. The elemental kin, which we'll be doing during, you know, after these episodes, is mm-hmm. are better.
Yes,
the actual elementals, there's not much to them. The elemental general section is again a lot of accounting.
Right.
And it really makes it's like a PSA not to summon elementals.
Well, yeah, because they're planar idiots. They're just picture like the dumbest fish that you could get that are also really mean and can possibly
like the angriest
kill you
fish.
In a tour. Yeah.
Picture the dumbest person, angriest person, you know.
Yep. And then kind of like get a van, just put a sack over his head, bring him in, drive around for a little while.
Yeah.
And then to see how he reacts.
Like kick him out. You know, mm-hmm. and then just see if he fights the, you know, the other guys who brought the coke to the deal, or if he fights you.
Ask him to do you a favor.
Hey, buddy, I need to move. You know, there's such like a chance of that though that it just it's never worth like not even once.
No,
like,
this
is the kind of thing they do campaigns of
mm-hmm.
in Feyre, like elementals, not even once.
Yeah. Like a rogue wizard tries to Sorcerer's Apprentice, and tries to get a chore done. Sorcerer's Apprentices himself, and then all of a sudden, you know, you have Neverwinter. Why the fuck isn't it snowing anymore?
Yeah.
Well, Mordecai, he went down in the basement. Ugh, we can't even have to deal with it now. Fuck. Yeah.
The basement where we store all the oily rags, and now we just have a flaming pit. The there's the whole thing about it. Once they're free from control, you can never control them.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like is blatantly untrue. I think there's like ring of air elemental control and it you know, it does one thing, you know, and like it feels like this is literally untrue. There's also a very confusing bit in the beginning where it says the magical nature gives them protection, blah, blah, blah. They cannot be hit by non-magical weapons or weapons that are less than +2 bonus. Creatures under 4 hit dice without magical abilities cannot harm them either.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, orcs, for example, are powerless against the conjured elemental unless one happens to have a +2 weapon to hit. I thought orcs would be under 4 hit dice and just can't do it. Like, why are those? How are those two ideas conjoined?
Right.
You know, if you're above 4 hit dice, do you need a +2 weapon?
they feel incredibly like prone to rules lawyering too, because if you put protection from evil on yourself, they can't attack you directly. However, they give an example that the fire elemental just sets the ground next to you on fire.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I'm just gonna move my arms like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you walk into it, yeah, it's like, well, okay, what constitutes a direct attack? Like, I could see some conversations at the table being incredibly irritating.
The bullet hit you, you know, like it wasn't the gun.
Right.
There's that part of it. But it's not even like the fun rules lawyering. Like Second Ed has tons of fun rules lawyering between Wish and Genies.
Yeah.
This is like the shitty kind of version of that.
Yeah. The shitty low stakes version that will just waste time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But these are planar idiots that are real angry that you bring in to your service. Mostly just for combat. Like they don't actually like say anything that like where they would fit into an actual society.
Yeah, or they don't. Like, I mean, they're from their elemental plane, but what do they even do there? You know, and it's weird because some of the kin, they do say what they do there.
Right.
These guys, they just don't like leaving.
Yeah.
There's so few like details in these just regular basic elemental entries that are good. Mm-hmm. One of the things I like about the earth elemental, if he attacks you, because of his close alliance with the rock and earth, attacks do 4 to 32 points of damage whenever they strike a creature that rests on the ground.
Yeah.
Like, are you just like double teaming? Like, what does that even look like? You know, is it just like, I don't know what that means.
Yeah. I love that the Earth Elementals, like, they have a really clear use because they're incredibly good at taking down buildings. Like, yes. Anything that has like a foundation in the earth, like, you could just use these to bring the walls down.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and then the water elementals take down ships. Mm-hmm. That's their thing.
Yeah. But like the air elemental is just like a regular ass like breeze that can occasionally manifest itself into a tornado.
Like a cartoon tornado. Like a visible like funnel cloud, like woo. Yeah. And not the cartoon tornado we're gonna run into later.
Right. So many tornadoes.
Yeah.
So something that I like about all of these elementals, and it kind of like trickles out throughout the section, is that it tells you what their voices sound like.
I like that too. That's like the one spot of poetry in these really, really boring entries.
Their language can be heard in the high pitched shriek of a tornado or the low moan of a midnight storm.
Yep. Yeah. 2d4 plus 3d6 minus 5d12 equals. the algorithm kicks back in and turns back into, you know, CompuBot.
Yeah. The CompuBot. But yeah, these guys, the illustrations are really good. Elemental, the fire and water elementals. Their drawings are real dinky, which is a problem. But I think there's more details about these guys that actually end up being good, such as you just like you have to have a certain number of cubic feet of fire set up. So just the idea of like building this bonfire in order to be able to summon this force of destruction, I think is really neat.
Yeah, yeah. You can only do it at Burning Man, and you can only do the water one at international waters, where it will then proceed to like gamble on baby fights.
Yeah, well, the the water one, it's any water like liquid. So if you just have several large kegs of wine or ale, you can summon a water elemental out.
Yeah,
of that.
You can make a Fresca elemental who can refresh you for 3d6.
Yep. He will tell you where to buy more Fresca.
I still have them at Meyer's only.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.